Hey, you want to go to the next conference but don't have the money?
Oh, yeah.
Well, PT Puncast, the APTA, and Aureus Medical Group have your back. Free entry into the conference for you and a guest. A $1,000 Visa gift card for you to use on travel, hotel, and food expenses. And we'll make you part of the podcast.
Heck yeah.
How do you win? Enter online at ptpintcast.com
or on our social media channels at ptpintcast.
It's all powered by Aureus Medical Group. Looking for a job as a physical therapist anywhere in the U.S.? Aureus has you covered. Online at aureusmedical.com and the American Physical Therapy Association at apta.org. Contest ends April 30th, 2018.
Oh my God. Thank you. Oh my God.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Had a chance to go to Wingate University and record a show live with the faculty there. But then, of course, afterwards, we go out and we have ourselves a PT pub night. We recorded a couple episodes there. So take a listen as we talk to faculty and students over a beer. What a novel idea.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. So we'll call this the after hours from the Wingate live show. And we are at Southern Range Craft Beer. Are we still in, is this Wingate? Was it
Monroe.
All right, and I'm with?
Mary Swigum.
Mary, and what are you doing here? What's your role here at Wingate University?
I guess I'm the party girl.
You're the party girl.
Pediatric professor has to be the party girl,
yeah.
Right?
Who else are we talking to?
Mark, third year.
Third year here at Wingate. All right, so Becky Bliss said you need to talk to these two about a pediatric program.
Oh, and there's like actually two others.
Bryn, not Brian, Hager.
Bryn and?
James Dugas.
All right, so tell me about the program. James, Bryn, welcome to the show. What do we got going on? What do we have to talk about?
Oh, well, we do a program called Carolina Twisters.
And what is that?
What is it?
Oh, wait, we forgot to ask. Jillian just said we've neglected to ask, what is everyone drinking today? So what are we drinking?
Blood orange wheat beer.
Cheers to that. I'm also drinking the blood orange here at Southern Range. What do you got?
I don't know. I asked the bartender for, the best IPA. He gave me something, which is really good.
Drinking something really good. Bryn's going with wine.
Yes.
Unicorn and blueberry IPA.
There's something called unicorn and blueberry IPA here at Southern Range. You should try it. So, all right, so Carolina Twisters, run me through it, and then we'll get the students' perspective.
Okay, our first year of the program, our students wanted to have a dance program for students with special needs. And I was like, sure, I'm game, let's do it. So we did it, and we had like two students show up for it. Two special needs kids.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant PT students. I was like, whoa.
Oh, no. Actually, we had about 25 PT students.
So the ratio is about 12 and a half to one, which is a great ratio. Good PT to patient ratio, good.
So it has since evolved to something we call Carolina Twisters. And it's a children with special needs. And what's unique about our program is that we invite the siblings of those children to participate in our dance as well.
Why? Why do you do that?
I feel that siblings need to have fun. I feel that siblings have some of their own special needs. I also like to have typically developing children take part in our activities along with the children who have special needs.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun. We had our first recital about 2 years ago. It was a great time. And these guys have all participated in the program.
Describe what it's like.
Well, we usually start with like a little bit of a slow stretch, kind of a warm-up activity. And then we go into lots of different dances. One of our favorite dances was actually introduced to us by a friend of Cole Galloway's.
Yeah.
Who does the Enlighten program with the harness suspensions.
Great systems.
He came and brought his harness suspension to our program one time and introduced us to the gummy bear dance.
Oh, yeah. It's actually pretty interesting seeing someone 6'2", 260 pounds doing it up front.
Is that you?
Yes, that was me.
I'm just going to paint the picture. Defensive end. What'd you play in high
fullback.
School? Fullback. Okay, that makes sense.
And tight end.
How do we, since this is a podcast, we're just audio, how do we paint the picture of what the gummy bear dance looks like? How do we do that? How would
YouTube it?
Got to YouTube
it. Really
got
to YouTube it.
Is there a YouTube of the gummy bear dance?
Oh yes, there is.
Okay, because I was unfamiliar, but I will now be looking.
I have made students do the gummy bear dancing class.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. Now let's go to the student perspective. So first of all, I want to rewind to what you said. Working in pediatrics for a short time after graduation, I do agree. You know, picking my patients up and seeing their siblings, they do have special needs. They have to go to a lot of doctor's appointments with their siblings. They have to endure a lot of different things that other kids don't have to. So it's good that you include that. It's great that you include them.
They have to share mom and dad's time also, right? Because the special needs sibling takes a lot of time.
And the attention,
from mom
right,
and
the attention's
dad.
Not divided 50-50. Yes. It can't be. I'll tell you though, a lot of the siblings of my former patients were more grown up than their age match peers, I thought.
That makes sense.
Because of that.
They had to be more responsible.
Yeah. So that's great that you guys include. All right, student perspective, what'd you get out of it? How would you describe it to someone else?
It's just an absolute blessing being around these kids. They're just filled with just absolute joy. Them coming there and being able to socialize, you know, be with a group of their fellow peers. And we're just there just more so just to make things flow, but it's just them having a good time. And seeing them laugh, you know, we hug them, we love them, you know, we dance with them. It's just...
You gummy bear?
Oh, absolutely gummy bear.
What have you taken out of it? What do you like? What's a moment that you can look back on and say, yeah?
Looking back at it, it was a really good experience for me. You know, as a student, you kind of trying to find your niche of what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And I love that, you know, some of these kids, they were dealt an unfair hand. And it was heartbreaking for me, but it was like I was providing a service for them to have some fun. And not only that, like the psychosocial issue of also what's in the family realm, taking some of the burden off of the caregivers that were there. So they actually had some joy in seeing what they were able to do. And even if it's just talking and stretching or just balancing, you know, it was a good atmosphere. Everyone was encouraging and it was full of laughter. So that's what I really enjoyed about it.
I love that. And you guys do recitals?
Oh, yes, we do a recital where the family is allowed to invite caregivers, you know, other grandparents and other caregivers to it. We have like little refreshments and stuff. And then the kids get a special award at the end of it, along with some special treats.
Nice. All right, now, Bryn, what have you taken away from that? What have you taken away personally?
I would say, you know, I came into PC school like most people and had an idea of what I wanted to do, and that included pediatrics. So I think this is something that's really helped affirm, you know, like James is talking about what I wanted to do. But also, I think we get so wrapped up in classwork and getting an A and just kind of passing those classes that we forget why we're here.
Right.
So once a week we have that hour reminder of it's not about me, it's about my patients, and everything that I'm doing is for my future patients. So I think it's just, you know, that humbling reminder of this is 3 years of my life, it's not forever, and it's for the betterment of someone that's more deserving than me.
Yeah. It's a great way to look at it. You're going to take something from this, and you're going to be not only be able to apply it in the moment, you're going to be able to apply it down the road in those moments. And that's where you're going to get a lot out of it.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. And I think it's important as a student to have those moments where you're reminded of why you chose to go through this process, because it's not for everyone and it's not easy. But I think, you know, you were picked for a reason and they saw something in you. So, you know, you have to take advantage of that.
Yeah. What's your why?
Right.
And you're focused on the whys, and the whys are those kids. Or maybe it's adults, it's geriatrics, or anything. So
I think what makes our program stand out is the community service that our students do. We are very community-minded here at Wingate.
A real example of the why. Why are we doing this? It's not for grades. It's not for something in a vacuum. Let's give it away. Let's get this out there. Let's not keep this. So are you familiar with Parting Shots?
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
So parting shot of wisdom, what do you got?
Okay, mine would be to continue asking questions. Never stop asking questions, because the profession doesn't advance unless we're asking why we're doing things, or why this is working, or why this is not working.
Love it. Brent, parting shot, what do you got?
Oh, I get to be included?
Everybody's doing shots.
Okay, just go with it. You know, I'm not the person who jumps right in and goes with any opportunity, and I'm not the person who, you know, walks up to anyone in the room. But I think if you find those people that support you and push you to take advantage of things that you may be great at, and you just go with it and you see what happens, that's where a lot of great things can happen in your career.
Like Frozen. Like go with it or let it go. Let it go. Let it go. No? All right. What do we got? Parting shots.
Never forget why you do what you do. Always stay motivated. And always treat every patient the best you can.
Yeah. That's somebody's special person, right? Yeah. Love that. All right, no pressure.
All right, so there's a lot of pressure on this.
Back cleanup.
I hear shots and I hear something else. But I'll roll with this one. You grow the most when you challenge the most. Always challenge yourself and continue to grow.
Love that.
I will leave with that.
Love that. Appreciate you guys taking some time out. My next duty tomorrow when I wake up and I'm in front of my computer, YouTube, gummy bear dance. That's all we're doing.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arius PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arius.
The show is brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing. Quite simply, I could talk on and on about Arius, and I do on the show, because they've supported us from the start. But what Arius does is they find you a job wherever you want to go. They've got placements, jobs for PTs in all 50 states. That's how many there are, right? 50? Right. 50 states in all settings. So where do you want to go? Check out where their jobs are. Talk to a recruiter. And again, want to make sure you know, this doesn't cost you, the PT, anything. All right? You just get to go do the thing you want to do, treat patients, where you want to do it, and get paid for it. AURUSmedical.com. That is where you can find them. Talk to a recruiter there. Benefits go with it. Go here, try this. Don't like the area? Go somewhere else. Short and long-term assignments. You can travel from position to position or take some time off in between. Listen, you put a lot of work into becoming a physical therapist. Do it on your terms now. Travel the country getting paid to be a PT. AURUSmedical.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. This is another... we're doing another after party episode.
Yeah.
Here at Wingate. Who are we talking to? Introduce yourselves.
Jillian McLean
and Lucy Pagosian.
All right, so you guys have a program here at Wingate. It's a little bit different. Tell me about it.
So we have a program here called the Neuro Wellness Program, and it's where we take people from the community who might not have insurance or can't go to regular therapy clinics. They come to us, and we kind of treat them and give them exercises to do to try to keep them as active as they can be.
It's usually patients who they're going to have this neurological condition for the rest of their life, and it gives us experience as students, and it also gives that patient extra visits that are free for them that they actually need.
It's symbiotic, because
yes,
both of you are
absolutely
benefiting, right? You're benefiting with experience. They're benefiting with treatment.
Oh, definitely. I think this is one of the best experiences that we've had in the program, honestly, just because this is the one time we can actually work with patients, real patients, as opposed to practicing on ourselves.
Yeah, that's a problem, right? You work on your classmates and you're a bunch of 20-something, relatively in similar shape adults. Doesn't really translate in terms of, you know, what's it going to be like when you're working with someone else who has a deficit. It's hard to fake some of those deficits sometimes.
It's hard to act it out, for
yeah.
sure.
And then you know your friend's acting, so then you break the fourth wall, it's out. But working with real patients in real situations, that's real from the beginning to the end.
I think the best part is, they know that we're students and it's okay to make mistakes. That was my first thing. I put the blood pressure cuff on inside out.
Yeah.
The first time I had to take it.
It happens.
He had left arm pain. I was like, oh my God, he's going to die. But I put it on inside out and he was like, it's okay. Just do it again. And that was when I really got that trust with my patient back. It's been really cool to get more confidence in yourself. And then we actually have first years from day one that it's kind of part of our capstone too, to
trial
see
by fire.
Where their confidence goes from day one through their first entire year. And it's really cool to see how they interact with patients as they get more confident.
Yeah, that's got to be a great transition. So you get to be student and teacher at the same time, because a lot of times patients will know more about their what they can and can't do than you will. So now you're a student still there. But then you get to be teacher with students who are younger than you. Give me a moment. Give me a moment that made you say, yeah, this is why I want to be a PT.
Honestly, the whole thing. I had one patient. He had Parkinson's. He was the first one that I worked with, like, from the start. It was just cool to just interact with him, and it was cool to see his reaction to being at the Neuro Wellness Program. It's kind of a social thing for a lot of these patients also. So just getting to hang out with these people for an hour twice a week, you know, it makes our day and it makes their day as well. So that's the biggest thing for me.
Human.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Social animals.
Exactly.
Making it social.
That's why we picked PT,
right?
As opposed to being like a doctor.
Right, but also patients, right? If you make it social, they got to talk to other people in the same situation. They got to talk to the therapists who understand what they went through, are going through, will go through. That's social. All right, give me a moment, Jillian.
I had the fortunate of doing with one of my patients, and he was actually with, he had these things called the Walkesins, which is not FDA approved. It's called Walkesins. It's like an insole you put in your shoe,
okay.
And it connects to four vibratory tactors that go on your calf.
Yeah.
Me and Dr. Risley are doing research on it. It's going to be a case study. We presented it as a poster at CSM.
Walkesins.
So he has four sensors on the sole, and depending on where his foot is on the ground, it vibrates the same tactor on his calf.
Wow.
So like if he's on his, like the toe, the anterior one goes. If he goes posterior, it goes to like posterior part.
Wow.
And the first time he put them on, he looked at me and he goes, this is amazing.
Wow.
Before he had a cane, he had to look down at the ground, and as soon as he put them on, he didn't need a cane, he looked straight up and he could walk almost normal. I'm not really emotional, but I almost cried that day because he was like, this is amazing, and he was just walking back and forth and he automatically had more confidence. So I can't wait till hopefully this gets on the market and it can help so many more people with peripheral neuropathy. It's been the coolest thing I've ever
That's
seen.
Great. What do you mean you're not emotional?
Okay.
What does that mean? Are you emotional?
Sort of. I just like block off feelings because I don't like to cry.
You have no feels.
I don't do the feels.
All right. You should try them out. They're fun to have. Patients relate to the feels.
I am a blue when it comes to my patients. We did the personality test with Dr. Bliss.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In real life, I'm horrendously orange as a person.
Okay. So we're going to do parting shots.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation, their mission to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
So if you have a parting shot for the audience out there, what's something that you think they should pay attention to and remember?
Your patient is a person. Get to know them. They have a backstory. They're not just, you know, their disability or whatever they're coming in for. Get to know them. It makes you treating them, like, at least for me, it makes me feel that much more attached. It makes it more, makes it more fun for you.
Emotional.
You know? Emotional, exactly. It's
you
good.
You have feelings, right?
It's good to connect with people, right?
So let's go to someone with
it. It's a human thing.
It's a human connection.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my thing. Like, really get to know the patient. That's my thing. Really get to know your patient. They're not just their disability.
Love it. Jillian, parting shot. What do you got for me?
For this, like, patients can teach you just as much as you're teaching them. The person, I got to spend a year with them, which is very abnormal for any kind of patient. And he taught me more about how to treat other patients than I could have ever taught myself through a book. So really connect with your patients and see what they have to offer you as opposed to what you just have to offer them as a person.
Love that. Forgot to ask this before, but want to make sure I get it in. Where can someone else find out about the Neuro Wellness Program? Is there a website? Do you guys have any online? Is there anything on the Wingate website?
It is our capstone project, so we are trying with Dr. Risley to get it published.
Okay.
So that hopefully other programs can do this kind of pro bono wellness program like we're doing.
I'll let you know. When you do that, if there's information to share, you get it published, anything, call me. We'll do another episode about it, make sure more people know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll
love that. Thank you for having me out here, because I want to say thank you specifically to Jillian for jumping on the tweet that I put out, hey, where should I go for a live show? And you were like, hey, come to Wingate.
You know, when you're obsessed with the PT like I am, you do whatever you can.
Do whatever you can. So thank you for jumping on that, because, listen, if you ask me to come to your party, I'm probably going to show up. I'm one of those guys.
Hint, hint. Jimmy is the life of the party. So if you want a good party, you need Jimmy to be there.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But thank you guys for coming out. I don't know. We had 40, 50 students, faculty at the live show. We didn't mention that earlier, but that's a big deal. I mean, it shows you guys are staying after class. What are we going to do here? I don't know. We're going to learn from talking about stuff. And that's where I get excited, to like learn from conversation versus presentation.
I think talking is one of my favorite things. So I was like, talking, I'm in.
Love
so I got to convince other people.
Love it. Ladies, appreciate you guys taking the time out in the middle of the party at Southern Range, the after party for the PT Pinecast. Thank you, guys.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
The show is brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. The Brooks IHL hosting their third annual scholarly symposium. That's on May 19th in Jacksonville, Florida. Chad Cook is the keynote speaker. The day is filled with evidence-based scholarly activities. You do not want to miss it. Register today at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.